Good afternoon. You're listening to KKRN. We're licensed in Bella Vista, studios in Round Mountain in Redding, California. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Shane Hutchins. I'll be your host for the next hour, bringing you some local music and local information. I'm so glad that you joined me today, as I have in the studio with me today, John Kirk and Joseph Blythe and drummer Dean.
Clarkson.
Okay, Dean Clarkson.
Right. And the feds should be here anymore.
And we're all here to talk about the fifth annual Rocks for Socks. That'll be coming up soon. Actually,
October 12th.
That's right. And these gentlemen come up to the studio, whether we're in the studio, in the Redding studio. These guys, John and Joe and Dean, have come in to talk about the 2012 Rocks for Socks event taking place October 12th. Mr. Joe, let's start with you.
Good morning,
welcome,
Shane.
And thanks for coming in the studio.
Or should I say afternoon? It is kind of late, huh?
It is afternoon, yes, because this is Friday, 12 o'clock, Locomotion Machine.
There you go, Locomotion, best show on the radio right there.
Hey, well, thanks for that, Joe. And Joe's one of our great supporters at KKRN and Locomotion and local music in general.
Yep.
And see, this is going to be year number five for Rocks for Socks. Is that right?
This is our fifth year. Yes, we started back with at the California Brew House, and we have changed the venue every time. And this year we're at the Big League Dreams in Redding, California. Same time we're there, Big Bike Weekend will be there. So there's all kinds of things to do for you and your family, and just a good time. We got 10 local bands, as we do every year, and we've got a lot of sponsors this year that have helped us out to get this thing on the air. And John and I are very proud of everyone that helps, and very honored to be involved in this.
Yeah, and it's quite the worthy cause. John and yourself got it together, like we say, 5 years ago. And John, why don't you tell us how it all came about?
Well, I had heard that the mission rarely ever gets socks donated. They get clothes, but they have a shortage on socks. So we figured that, you know, we would make that our niche and what we do for the community to try to fill that void with, you know, a nice pair of new socks.
Yeah, and that's how the program is named, Rocks for Socks. And but you can also bring in any article of warm clothing that is a gently used or preferably new, such as a coat, parka, well, sleeping bag, a blanket.
Definitely new socks.
But yeah, new socks, yeah.
And, but yeah, we'll take blankets, sleeping bags, anything that can keep the homeless folks warm during this winter, because winter is really hard on them.
It's so quickly setting in on us too here, isn't it?
It is.
And seems like this year's.
We're hoping no rain for October 12th, because we are in the Des Moines ball field out at Big League Dreams. So it is an outdoor event. If it does rain, I will give this little blurb out there now, that if it does rain, we may have to cancel and move it to another date.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for that heads up. Yeah, if that does happen, I'll let our listeners know. And see, it's going to be taking place in conjunction with Big Bike Weekend, isn't that right?
Yes.
All right, and that's going to be at the Big League Stream, which is out there on
Viking Way.
That's right. Yeah, and great little ballpark and a good place to have that venue. That'll be fun out there.
It should be, and we're trying to have some things this year. I'm trying to get some things out there for the younger kids that come out, because a lot of times we have families that come out, and we're going to have little handouts for the kids so that they have something to take home with them, and just trying to get some face painters. If you know any face painters that want to volunteer their time, they can come get a hold of me.
How are they going to do that?
Well, they can get a hold of me at rocksforsocks.com. And as a matter of fact, rocksforsocks.com, it lists all the bands, all our sponsors, the band's times. So any information you need to have Sorry about that. I had Mexican food last night.
Okay, then.
I'm just going to follow suit and pull my mic down.
Okay, well, getting along with the program here.
I like it better when we're live.
Don't worry, I'll come back. And that was me. No, I'm blaming it on the dog.
The damn dog.
Okay, so let's see, where were we? God, we're only 5 minutes in.
Where to get a hold of for face painters.
Okay, yeah, and so if you want to become involved with this event, you can get a hold of them at rocks4socks.com. And Joe, are you still looking for volunteers to help with the event?
We are. We always can use volunteers. We have the 4-H gals from Palisito 4-H that come out every year and run our gate for us. And but we need people to help with staging so that we can get bands on and off, because we have 10 bands in 10 hours. So as you can imagine, it's tight between bands. And each band will have 45 minutes of playing time. So find your favorite band on rocksforsocks.com. Check them out, what time they're playing. Maybe come out an hour early and catch the band before. Or maybe stay an hour late and catch the band after. But there's all kinds of local music that you can be turned on to that you may not know of.
Maybe we should let them know what bands will be there.
Oh, we could do that for sure. We have, this year we have Liquid Amber, who they've played our event twice before. Altered Hearts, who is a Christian band, and they were there last year, did a really good job. And then there's some fellow named John... I think it's John Kirk and Friends.
Fiends?
And Fiends. I believe Dean is drumming for you, isn't he?
Yeah, actually, it's going to be a good time because I'll have the original singer and drummer and the original bass player from Razormaid joining me. So.
And for our younger listeners out there who might not be familiar with Razormaid, that was a group that John was in. Gosh, was that back in the mid-80s?
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah, yeah, Razormaid in...
Reno.
Was it the one CD? I mean, one vinyl record?
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you what, if you've never heard Razormaid, well, you need to get on that YouTube and look it up. John, are those Razormaid, is that recording available like on iTunes and Spotify or...
No, not currently.
Not currently? Yeah, so yeah, they can't get a hold of it on YouTube, huh?
Just listening.
Just listening YouTube. To it. Yeah. Yeah, you can't download it, but it's a worthy listen. And John, he's one of our local musicians right from out of Red Bluff, and so's Mr. Joe.
Yep, Red Bluff boys.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's very cool, having a local guy that is a shredder and... I want to let our folks know that John is also a reggae artist, quite accomplishment reggae artist, and been trying forever to get him to come in here and bring that music. So there it is. It's putting the pressure on you, John.
Love
He's
that.
A very, very busy man. And so once again, at Rocks Socks, that's going to be October 12th at Big League Dreams. 10 bands, 10 hours, and the price of admission is...
A pair of socks.
A pair of clean new socks and yes. or some warm clothing.
New is the right word there.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? What a meager price to pay for such a large amount of entertainment and for such a worthy cause. You guys have done really well in the past, and every year it seems to be getting better and better. So we're looking forward to see what the outcome will be this year.
Yeah, we're hoping we have a good turnout. We got a couple of new bands coming in this year. Actually, quite a few new bands. We got the Beginnings, and they've been around for a while here in the Reading area. And we also have Hill Street, which Tony Pulse is a really good friend of mine and a great guitar player. And the band itself is just really good. If I'm sure your listeners have probably heard of Hill Street. They've been around for a while, and they're a really good band. Who else, John? Who else?
And we got new this year is going to be James Street. And Haile Selassie, Isaac Haile Selassie, that is, Milk the Sun, and Hal Johnson will be returning, and Loose Arrow will be returning. who headlined last year, and they'll be headlining this year as well. Great band, all of them. Really entertaining, and so we're real happy to have everybody on board to donate their time and energy and music for everybody to enjoy.
And that's quite a genre of music you've got there going. You've got rock, Christian,
Diversity.
Diversity,
got reggae, we got Americana, we got...
Right.
And that's what it's all about. That's what our community is. Our community is a diverse group of people. It's not just one type of person living here in Reading. It's all kinds of people. And some of those people are less fortunate than us. And so that's what we try to do, is help the less fortunate in our community. And we've been doing it now for 5 years. And it seems to work. And it's all because of the people coming in to listen to the music, but they're also coming in to give back to the community. So the volunteers that we talk about, yes, they're volunteering their time, they're there, they're helping, but in reality, the volunteers are you people bringing the socks in. And could you please ask Dean to leave the room for the next 10 minutes? Well, I tell you, drummers, they can't not be involved.
You can't sit still, Kenny.
What?
All right.
It helps me concentrate. I'm Italian. Give me a break.
Okay. Yeah, we're just giving back.
Hey, well, in case you just tuned in, we're in the Locomotion studio here at KKRN and talking to Joe and John about their fifth annual Rocks for Socks event. And we're going to be back. We're going to listen to a little tune. I got you guys want to hear Razormaid or Milk the Sun first?
I say Razormaid.
That's what I say, too. Let's get started off with the band. We're going to play a song off that Razormaid that John was a member of back in the 80s.
And Dean
was the drummer. That's right. I got Dean's behind my monitor, so I can't see him much, but...
And he's just...
But he's there.
Yeah, say something, Dean. Say something, Dean. Let us know you.
I'm here, man. I'm all right.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll listen to this song. I'm here. And, we'll be back and maybe let Dean talk.
He's not all right.
Okay, thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. We'll be right back. right. Okay, hey, we're back in the studio. Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio. And I just wanted to remind you listeners out there that we are a community-supported, volunteer-supported, listener-supported radio station. We're very non-profit, and I want to thank you all for becoming part of KKRN's family. But if you haven't taken that opportunity, you can do so anytime by going to kkrn.org and click on that donate tab. It'll take you to a safe and secure site, and you can decide when to give and how much to give. And I want to remind you that there's no amount too small, and especially no amount too large. So thanks for that. We're in the studio with Joseph Blythe and John Kirk and Dean. What was your last name, Dean? I forgot already.
Clarkson.
Dean Clarkson. How come I forget that so easily? But I did. But
it was on the warrant. I don't know why.
And these guys are going to not only are they sponsoring or put together the next 5th Rocks for Socks at the Big League Dreams Park, October 12th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., but they're also going to be performing. Joe's going to be, I guess you're going to be playing your guitar, aren't you?
I heard it was cold.
With Milk the Sun?
Kazoo.
Kazoo, all right. Yeah, you mastered that?
I'm Lee Kazoo. Yeah, finally. It took me a while. But
Joe's going to be playing with Milk the Sun, and John's going to be playing with John Kirk and Friends, which is going to have formerly Razor Maid, going to have the lead singer from Razor Maid, and Dean was the drummer for Razor Maid, and John was the lead guitar player.
He started out as a roadie, though.
He started out as a roadie, did he? I didn't know that.
I couldn't get rid of him.
But didn't you put him back to being a roadie about halfway through? I think that's what I heard.
So anyhow, they've graciously come in and going to tell us a little bit more about it. Just in case you didn't get to hear the first of the show, we're going to let them reiterate what's this Big League Dream.
I wrote everything.
You wrote everything? Yeah.
We're just here for looks. John does everything, and Dean and I just stand in the background so people won't harass him.
Well, that's pretty easy work, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
So anyhow, these guys have for quite a while been putting this event together. They've got 10 bands lined up. Going to be playing from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And you think that would cost you a lot of money to get in to see such great talent. And it's all local talent, isn't it?
It is all local talent, much like your radio station.
Yeah, right.
Your KKRN. It's all local based. And we are only charging you for the price of admission for 10 bands, 10 hours of entertainment, a brand new pair of socks, or any other warm clothing items. You don't get that, but we did.
Yeah.
And
inside
also
joke, yeah.
Also blankets, sleeping bags, anything that's warm that can help them out. And I just wanted to say, as I do every year, we really appreciate KKRN and everything that you guys do. Shane's show, Local Motion, which we are on right now, supports local music, and there's no other station that I know of that does that, and you guys do that. Shane grew up in Red Bluff like John and I did, so he's very supportive of Northern California local bands, and I just can't say enough about Brother Shane and KKRN, because you guys have always been there for us, and that's why we really appreciate everything that you guys have done for us.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're quite welcome, Joe. Yeah, and it's been a thrill for me to be able to do that for, gosh, almost 7 years now. And almost as long as you guys. I'm a little bit longer than you guys have been doing Rocks for Socks. But
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and every year it just seems to be getting better and better. So thanks for that plug, Joe. The check's in the mail. And
just don't mention an amount, but yeah. We're good.
Hey, have we mentioned the sponsors for this Rocks for Socks?
You know, we haven't, actually. Is that where they're at, John?
Right there.
This year, again, like last year, we have CTM Audio Services donating the PA system, and Chuck's a great sound guy, and he is donating his time as well as all his gear. We also have KKRN and Local Motion, as I've already stated. We have Dr. Paul Beck, my surgeon, as a matter of fact. He was very gracious to donate money to help get this thing put together. We have All Service Electric. We also have Gray Pine Cargo Express and Uncle Rock's Barbecue Sauce, A Cafe, A News Cafe, Spa Specialties, Mama Bettis Comfort Catering, and Mama Bettis has been with us all 5 years feeding the bands. We don't feed anybody else, but there is food available at the venue that you can purchase. But every year the bands perform and donate their talent, and all they ever get out of it is a meal. Yeah, exactly. And it's a good meal. You know, we make sure they get fed well, and Mama Bettis does a great job. But they have been there for 5 years, and we really appreciate everything they do. We also have Copy Center down in Red Bluff this year as a sponsor. And then John McClellan Photography. And John went to high school with John and I. He was a year ahead of John. And he is coming all the way down from Oregon to donate his time to take pictures. And John's pointing out Spa Specialties, but I already said that, but I'll say it again. And Spa Specialty. And if you, I met Rick because he came and worked on our spa. So
he's got the right last name.
Specialties.
Cash Spa?
Yeah. That's Rock the Cash Spa. But yes, so it's with these local contributors that we're able to put this on every year. And we if you want to donate your time, if you want to make a pledge and donate a little bit of money to help with the costs of everything, you can do that at our website, rocksforsocks.com. And John just pointed out that I was slacking and didn't mention a very important group of people that have been there every year for us, and that is the Palo Cedro 4-H. And Donna Beersback, she brings out the girls and boys of the 4-H, and they run our gate for us, and they collect our socks, and they deliver them to the truck out in the parking lot, and they are the ones that are working, and we really appreciate everything they do. They're a fine group of young folks that have volunteered every year to come out and help out, and Donna's great. She's there every year helping out. Her husband, Richard, he comes out and helps out. He volunteers. We have local people that come out and volunteer all the time. We have a gentleman by the name of John Perry. John Perry has volunteered every year that we have done this event, and he just happened to come out the first event, and without John and I even asking, he's jumped right in and helped us out from that very first event, and he has been involved every year. And so it's people like that that really puts this concert on and makes sure that it's a success. Is all these local people that are doing this for a good cause.
Yeah, it is. It's a great group of people that are putting it together and joining in. It's a community effort to help our community folks that are a little less fortunate, and it's a great event. And like I say, every year it gets a little stronger and stronger, and it seems like you guys might know what you're doing this year around. Is that right?
Oh, no, don't. I don't know what gave you that idea.
The learning curve keeps changing.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does.
I just thought I'd throw that in there and get a laugh out of Joe. And you know what? We're gonna listen to a little bit of Milk the Sun. And Milk the Sun, gosh, how long ago was that group together, Joe?
Well, let's see. We released our first album 20 years ago, or a little over 20 years ago. But Darren and I, the bass player, Darren O'Lear, who John's known for years also, Darren and I have played together since I was 18 years old, and I'm only 32 now. And
32 times what?
Yeah, exactly. But Darren and I played together, and then we met Matt Evans down in Sacramento, and it was one of those things where we had always jammed together, Darren and I, and we wanted to find a drummer that just fit in. Without having to say anything, without having to do anything, just fit in, and his style fit in with us. And Matt was that gentleman. And we recorded one album for him, the Me album. And then we did Milk the Sun's Tell and Show. And we were in the process of recording our second album, which is what this song came off of, called Slow Motion Walter. This song is called Painted Hills.
Okay, and you're going to get to enjoy this on Locomotion Machine on KKRN Community Radio. So here they are, Milk the Sun with Painted Hills. Okay, we're back in the studio with Joseph Blythe, John Kirk, and Dean Clarkson.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I got it right this time. Yeah. The
drummer from Razor Maiden.
The drummer from Razor Maiden, John.
Dean the drummer works all right. It's just called
Dean the drummer, right. And you're listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio, and we're here today to let you know about the Rocks for Socks event that's taking place May 12th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Big League Dreams, and it's going to be part of the Big Bike Weekend event.
I think it's October 12th, not May 12th. But
did I say
check.
May 12th? Wow. Yeah, really. Yeah. Man, am I ahead of myself or behind?
Dude, I don't
know. I want
what you got.
Yeah. You're okay, starting at the end.
Yeah, let's go to October 12th, folks. Yeah, don't show up May 12th. I don't know what you'll find out there, but October 12th, which is going to be next Saturday. Yeah,
it
that's
is.
Right.
Tomorrow, depending when this is airing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, October 12th. Just put that on your calendar, folks. 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Big League Dreams.
Big League Dreams, 10 bands. All for the price of a pair of clean, new socks or some other very usable article of warmth to help keep our less fortunate folks warm this winter. Winter's setting in quick this year, too, so start getting your stuff together. You know what? This is a great opportunity to teach your children about how to give back to the community and have some fun at the same time. You know, go out there and take your kid shopping and buy a bag of socks and come to Big League Dreams, and everybody will have a good time. It's a family-friendly event put together by some families of your community here, Joe and John, and all the musicians are donating their time and talent to help these people in our community. And you can be part of this great fundraiser as well. And got both these guys sitting here looking at me like they're just lost in the world. So, hey, guys, come back to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, come on out and rock your socks off.
Yeah. And it is a great fun
but please
time.
Bring new socks to rock off.
Right, you know, but if you do have like a coat that is in really good condition.
Lightly soiled.
Lightly, well, yeah, I'm not
slight,
even going
slight.
Maybe used would be a better word to put in there. Not soiled.
And, yeah, anyhow.
But, yeah, if you're cleaning out your closet, and I know a lot of people have gotten a hold of me and said, hey, I've already gone through my closets and cleaned out all the coats and blankets and shirts and pants that we have. We've even had people donate suits before. And it's anything that's warm that they can wear, and they're going to appreciate any clothing article you can bring in, because even if it's not warm, if it's a nice shirt or something for them to wear, they're going to appreciate it. And
right.
These folks are very appreciative, and we take everything, and I guess we should tell you where we give you all this stuff to. We take and donate everything to the Good News Rescue Mission. And it started out with John and I with a whole van load the first year of stuff that we're looking at each other like, well, I guess we'll take it to the rescue mission. And they didn't know anything about it. And we just showed up and said, would you guys like this? Oh, sure. And they were very appreciative. And they've been, every year they bring a truck out and we load it up and with as much stuff as folks bring in. And every year it seems to get a little bit bigger.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it does.
This year, we're once again in conjunction with the Big Bike Weekend. They'll be out there at the same time we are out there. And we were at the fairgrounds last year with them. And that's a great event that come out and look at some really nice motorcycles. And they got some vendors and stuff. So between the music and the motorcycles, it's a good day of entertainment all day long.
Right, and 10 hours of it, that's
10 hours, yeah.
That's going to be a good long day, and because you can come and go, you can bring your socks, enjoy the event for a while, go home, take a nap, come back.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
Well,
I'm stuck there all day.
I'm just telling you my game plan.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And that's true. You'll get a stamp, and once you come in, once you've paid to get in, you'll be able to come back in with your stamp and so you can, you know, I'll print up a bunch of the band schedules and we'll hang them around, and so you come in, you see when your favorite band's playing, find another band that you wanted to hear and you've never heard before. Come back and enjoy that band. Also, if you want to bring another pair of socks, we're not going to argue with you.
Oh, heck no.
But once you've paid to get in, you're in, and you can come and go as you wish. And you can go walk around Big Bike Weekend and check their stuff out in there. Big League Dreams will have their vendors open, so you'll be able to get food and beverages there and bring them right back down onto the playing field, and we'll be out in the Des Moines field. And we're really looking forward to being at Big League Dreams. Jeff and those guys down there are really nice, and they're really going out of their way to make sure everything works smooth for us, and so we really appreciate that.
Okay, Joe, yeah, and so if they once you get into Big League Dreams, you're not going to have to pay to get to go see the big bikes? Do you know?
No, it's actually free admission.
Yeah.
To both events. Well, not to both events. It's cost you a pair of socks to get into ours, but Big Bike Weekend is a free event.
Right.
You can just come in and so bring your socks, and if you come in to go to Big Bike Weekend and feel like listening to some music, maybe having lunch down on the playing field, get your food and come on down and bring your socks.
And remember, you can go to rocksforsocks.com and see the schedule for the band, so you can pick and choose what time or what bands you may want to come in if you don't want to be there all day, you know.
And you also see a list of our sponsors on that website also. And please, if you see someone on there that is sponsoring us and it's something you may be looking to need, please support our sponsors because they're supporting our event. So
Right. And now I know that you say people can go to the rocksforsocks.com to volunteer to help this. And can they also give money on that site? Or are they you're going to be taking money, donation money at the event too? Or
well, at Rocks for Socks, you can donate your time. There's a button there. If you push that button, it will send you into an email link. And then email me, and I'll check it out every day. And I will get back right back to you. Leave your name and number. And if you want to volunteer to work the stage, if you want to volunteer just to work with the crowd and keep everything going smoothly, which is what we need people on the ground, then you can leave your comments there, and I'll get back to you. If you want to donate and become a money-paying sponsor, do the same. You can click on either button, either donate your time or the sponsor button. And if you're going to sponsor us, we'll throw you on the website, give us your logo, and I will hook up with you, and we'll get the money. And it's just, we don't make anything off this. This is nonprofit. John and I, costs us money every year to put these on, but it's well worth it. And so that we're on our fifth year, we've been getting bigger and bigger. We finally had to start asking for sponsors to help pay for advertisement and do things like that. But we're not making a dime, and we're not here to make any money. We're here to make socks for the less unfortunate. Yeah, we're not actually sewing them.
Darn,
but you know, we could, because we're very talented. We could sew some socks. Those
true,
darn
true,
socks.
True, true. Okay. We want tailor-made socks, but homemade socks would probably be cool. I don't know if I've ever had one of those. But hey, you know what? We're going to let's listen to another 80s melodic metal masterpiece from Razormaid. What do you say?
Sounds good.
Well, you know, because the reason I'm playing Razormaid, even though they're from the 80s, is because the lead guitar player, the lead singer, and the drummer are going to be at this Rocks for Socks events, playing under the name of John Kirk and Friends. And so we get a little flavor of what you might get to hear here.
And their original bass player will be
playing. Yeah, oh, is that? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had to go all the way back to the 80s to find any friends.
And then all he could come up with these guys. So
they're like common law relatives.
Yeah, anyway. Right. They live with them. So
I'm glad they showed up, brother. Okay, well, here's a Razormaid, Too Late. And then we'll be back in to talk a little bit more and maybe listen to another tune by Milk the Sun. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio.
Too late, much too late, too late.
Okay, we're back in the KKRN studios down here in Redding, California, and we're in the studio with John Kirk, Joseph Blythe, and Mr. Dean Clarkson, and we're all talking about the Rocks for Socks event that'll be taking place October 12th from 10 a.m.
We moved it from May 12th.
Yeah, yeah. don't get started here. October 12th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Big League Dreams on Viking Way on East Redding. And, gosh, it's going to be a great event. It's going to be taking place, a big bike week event. Big bike weekend will be taking place at their Big League Dreams at the very same time. Going to have good food, good music, good community actions. These guys have been putting this together. This is the fifth year for Rocks for Socks.
Yeah.
And, like we say, every year it gets bigger and better because more and more of our community members find out about it and they show up with a bag of socks or a pair of socks of new clean socks for the Good News Rescue Mission. Everything that these gentlemen bring in during this event, the warm clothing, will be going here locally to the Redding Good News Rescue Mission. So if you want to support that, you can do so. The musicians are giving their time and talent to support this event. And like Joe said, they're putting money out of their pocket to put this thing together just because they know how important it is to help those less fortunate. And very, very cool thing to do, Joe and John. And we here at KKRN are very grateful to be a part of it just by sponsoring it and showing up and with a warm clothing article.
There you go. And KKRN is so supportive of local charities and local music, and yourself, Brother Shane, and Local Motion is a great show. And that's how I met Shane. Was he called me up one day and said, "Hey, you're from Red Bluff, and I have this show, and like you to come up and play some of your music." And got to know Shane, became friends, became brothers, and he supports local community much as KKRN. And we are definitely a volunteer organization. We have more and more people volunteering every year to help out. They come out to support the bands and to help us by donating, and then they see how much we're doing there, and they come out the next year and volunteer and help us that way. So it keeps growing. It is definitely a local. We have local artists. We have local food, local talent. And then we also donate to the local charity, to the Good News Rescue. Everything stays in Northern California and in Redding. It's all about our community. All
right. Okay, yeah, and something very worthy cause. We're going to listen to another tune by Milk the Sun, who's going to be at the event October 12th. They're coming together after a long, I guess it's more than a stay,
hiatus.
A very long hiatus.
I think it's retirement.
Yeah.
well, it's our. Yeah, we're doing it. You know, we're all getting older, and we don't know how many more times we'll get together to play on stage for people, and we're always being asked to do at least one more show, and we thought Rocks for Socks was a good show to do. And the next track we're going to do is off of our album, Tell and Show. And it is a song that I wrote, and it is dedicated to my godson, who is Darren's son, and his name is Dustin O'Lear, and this is called Dustin's Boogie.
All right, let's get right with it, and you're listening to it on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio. Here we go, Dustin's Boogie. You can kick off your shoes and get up and boogie with Dustin on this one.
I just did that.
Okay, yeah, we're back in the KKRN studio. Locomotion Shane on KKRN Community Radio.
Woo-hoo.
Joe and John are in the studio bringing you good information about the event taking place October 12th at Big League Dreams,
Rocks, which
is out there on Viking Way. Got lost there on my roadmap in my head there. But, yeah, it's on Viking Way. Big Bike Weekend is going to be taking place at the same time as this Rocks for Sock event. 10 live bands in 10 hours. Yeah, it's going to be taking place from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. I think anybody that stays for that whole event.
Troopers.
Boy, I'm telling you, that is just a lot of entertainment for very little price.
And you know
that
what they get
out.
For that? They get free music.
They get free music, and a free meal, don't they? The musicians get
the musicians, and anyone that volunteers, we feed our volunteers to keep them happy and
keep them on their feet,
back.
Huh? Yeah, and that's awesome. And so, this is a very worthy event. All the proceeds are going to the Good News Rescue Mission here in Reading, and they help out the less fortunate folks. And we do have a few of them around, and I know the Good News Rescue Mission. It's a great group of people there. It always seems like the people that serve the less fortunate are always the ones that are in need. And these two gentlemen, John and Joe, have stepped up to the plate to help out our community and the Good News Rescue Mission. And you can be part of this great event and helping out people. You know, it's like showing up and bringing a pair of good, clean socks and new socks and some something warm, blanket, sleeping bag, a coat, whatever.
A hat, yeah.
Yeah. So
if you want to knit some booties, bring them out.
What's with you, the knitting? Okay, and then anyhow, guys, I want you to take the opportunity to say your farewells, and I want to thank you once again for coming into the studio. And
thank you so much.
Thank you, Shane, for having us in. Every year, and it's got to get monotonous after a while. But.
Oh, never, not when you're not something like this. This is always a great joy to help out with.
I just want to, put a shout-out to my beautiful wife who supports me in all this craziness that we do, and I love you, Tracy, and thank you so much for being in my life.
All right, John.
I just want to thank everybody that comes out to support and the sponsors and the volunteers and you, Shane, and KKRN and everybody coming together to make it such a great event.
All right. Thank you, John. And Dean, you didn't get much chance to get on the mic today. Why don't you get up and say.
I have nothing prepared. Okay. I just want to thank you all for bringing me in. That's all I can think about.
Now. Oh, yeah. Hey, and we're really looking forward to seeing you guys perform. At this event. Once again, you can go to rocksforsocks.com. You can learn all the names of the groups and what time they're playing. And I hope to see you there. And that's all for this week, folks. We'll see you out there at the Rocks for Socks event. That'll be taking place once again, October 12th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Big League Dreams. Have a safe weekend. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane on KKR and Community Radio. Geezer Rock coming up next, followed by Duke in the Back, and then the Grateful Dead Hour. Have a great weekend.
Ciao.
Ciao, everybody.
You can help keep KKRN Community Radio on the air by going to kkrn.org. Click on that Donate tab at the safe, secure site. Or you can mail a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can also donate your car, RV, motorcycle, airplane. It's quick and it's easy. Just simply go to careasy.org or go to our kkrn.org website and you can find out more information. Check out our program schedule and learn all about KKRN Community Radio. After all, it's your community radio station.